Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 all my lovely listeners. This is LR Lee coming live to you from Phoenix Publishing. And today's topic is actually a personal one. All of my titles that I had to publish went live this morning. I am so psyched. My show is not 30, but I'm so excited, and I want to get to you guys and get y'all understanding and what's going on. So we have, let's start with Destiny. Destiny is a fantastic fantasy love story written by C. Foster. Actually, C. Foster has two live novels out right now on Amazon. Kindle Unlimited for anybody, everybody that wants to go ahead and tune in, Touchdown. You're going to be impressed by his two titles. One is Destiny. The other one is Gangster Chronicles, Rise of a Street Soldier. A complete opposite to Destiny. Rise of a Street Soldier. Gangster Chronicles is a urban fiction novel. It's part of a series. It's part of actually a 7 to 10 book series. Haven't decided on that one yet, but he's excited. I called him this morning to let him know that his titles were live, and he damn near passed out because he is my friend, but he was so excited about it. This is what we've been working towards for about a year now. Some things kind of set me back. I've had 3 deaths in the family in the last year, so my mind was not completely on Phoenix Publishing, but today is a very special day. Not only is it publishing day, live day, it is my mom's birthday. She made 59 years old today, and I made a promise that for her birthday, my books were going to go live, and it was a moment that it was a little touch and go, that it wasn't supposed to happen, but God, I can truly say that God had his hand in making sure that all of these wonderful, wonderful books to fruition after a year of hard work. The second title, well, actually the third title, is going to be Taking the King by Kay Phillips. That is a series of an ongoing series of about 10 books in that series, and it is a murder mystery detective novel. It's based out of Chicago and the surrounding area. So if you're a Chicagoan or Indianan, this book is for you. If you're not, then this book is still for you. The third title is I redid Deception Uncovered by yours truly, L.R. Lee. It is available now on Kindle Unlimited. All of the titles are available now on Kindle Unlimited. So click, share, purchase if you must. But if you're a subscriber to Kindle Unlimited, these books are free for a limited time only. And you get to do your coronavirus quarantine reading with us, Phoenix Publishing. Speaking on the coronavirus, okay, let's just, you know, let's take the gloves off, let's take the mask off for a second here. The president has said that we need to start ingesting and injecting bleach and Lysol into our bodies. Okay, y'all. Let me be clear. No. It's the devil. No. Let's not go that route. Okay. The coronavirus is very serious. So if you can stay at home, please do stay at home. If you have to go out, please protect yourself. Just do what mama told you to do. Wash your hands. Don't sneeze without covering your mouth with your sleeve or your shoulder. Try not to cover your mouth with your hands, because your hands are the first appendage that is your connection to the rest of the world. You touch everything. So make sure you wash your hands, wash the food, the packaging that the food comes in. Make sure you give that a good wash in hot water for at least 20 seconds. Your fruit, wash your fruit for at least 20 seconds. You have you can do a salt bath. You can do a vinegar bath with your fruit and vegetables just to get the debris, the pesticides, the things off of that, people touching them, things like that. My granny, God rest her soul, used to put just a dab of bleach in her vegetable soaps. Don't let them stay in too long, because then they'll start turning colors. So you just dip, and then rinse with cold or warm water, room temperature water, and that cuts out all the germs, the pesticides, the little critters that didn't get killed with the pesticide. Bleach will kill it. Just a dab will do you. That's an old saying. I'm an old soul. So I am excited today. That's why I started the show like 30 minutes early. I was looking at my time and I was like, I don't want to wait. So I didn't. So since I control what I do and I control what happens, I changed the time from 12:30 to 12 o'clock. So here we are, 8 minutes in already. I am so excited for my authors right now. I'm also excited for the building of Phoenix Publishing. I've had some new hires as of lately. An oldie but goodie, Renee Rott, is not only my graphic designer, he's also my formatter now. He saved me from being a total basket ace over this last couple weeks. So I thank you, Renee. I appreciate you. Renee is, let me try to pull up his Facebook page really quickly here. He is on Facebook under Renee Rock, but also Dream Design Cover and Art on Facebook. He's at Trom Designs on Twitter, so just look him up. He is a German masterpiece in the making. He does not speak English, but it seems that we have the most understanding relationship. He's been with me for 2 years. So I do appreciate you, Renee. I know this will be translated into your mother tongue. So again, Renee, thank you. A new bring on to Phoenix Publishing is Sherianne Lewis. She is a cover artist from the Philippines. She has been a God sent to me for Gangster Chronicles. She gave me a different spin on what a masterpiece she brought. And she says to thank you guys for the opportunity to design one of my books. I definitely appreciate you, Sherianne. Another shout out. I have three wonderful ladies that are my editorial staff. I want to give kudos to Jasmine, Even though the book, A Soldier's Secret Love, did not come out today, she worked on that one tirelessly and diligently to get it together for me. It should be live within a couple hours. You all know how Amazon is. So let's not worry about that. I'm still super excited. Cindy has been a real trooper. She signed on with Debbie and with, I just forgot these people's names. Y'all forgive me, I'm really not good with names. But Cindy signed on with Debbie and Rhonda. There it is. There you go. And that team is actually out of Canada. I do appreciate you ladies, Cindy, Debbie, and Rhonda from Canada. They are a part of a new international Phoenix Publishing. So I want you guys just to stand up, take your bows, because you ladies have been absolutely awesome, 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 awesome. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Now, here's the thing. Phoenix Publishing is not just in the United States. We're in Germany. We're in the Philippines now. We're in Canada. We're in the UK. We have some great titles coming for you next quarter. We are a slow bake publishing company. I had to critique my own verbiage. I use the word finna. I'm a country city girl. but that is not proper vernacular, so I apologize. We are about to expand into the UK and Canada. And I love for you to be on this journey with Phoenix Publishing. I've had some inbox questions as of lately about the services that we provide here at Phoenix Publishing. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, please feel free to inbox me at LR Lee or at Phoenix Publishing Presents, Phoenix Publishing LLC. You can reach me at phoenixpublishing2020.com, and we have a stay connected page, contact page on the website. Again, Destiny, Gangster Chronicles, Rise of a Street Soldier, and Taking the King have all went live on today, this morning. I was in a tizzy spell. That's a little old, but all of my listeners understand what a tizzy spell is. Tizzy spell is a tailspin. It's a dizzy tailspin. I was erratic, going back and forth trying to figure out how I was going to get this done perfectly. I'm a perfectionist, so I refused to put out anything half-cocked. So I canceled everything, and Renee came to my rescue with the formatting and got it done for me. And Amazon was actually working on my side and got all of my good titles out, and I am so grateful to Amazon right now. So again, Kindle Unlimited, Kindle Unlimited, Kindle Unlimited. I cannot say it enough as far as we are concerned here. We're about 15 minutes in. We're going to take a quick intermission break. I'll be back in about a minute and 5 seconds. Thank you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, listeners to Phoenix Publishing with L.R. Lee, and you are speaking and hearing from herself. I am L.R. Lee. I am the CFO of Phoenix Publishing, LLC, and we're here discussing our live titles that we have for today. Again, I need to say happy birthday to my mom. I told her that this would be her birthday gift, and at one point it didn't look like it was going to be there, but now it is there. Now we're at fruition, and I am so super, super, super excited, and I thank all of my staff for their diligence, their due diligence in working with me and making sure that this came to pass. Again, Jasmine, Rhonda, Cindy, Debbie from our editorial staff, Renee and Sherri-Ann from our graphic design department, and my authors. I don't know which one to go with first, so I guess I'll go in order. C. Foster and Kay Phillips. And myself, truly, L.R. Lee, you guys have been amazing through this situation. It's been about a year, like I said before, had a couple of deaths, had to take a sabbatical, but I'm back stronger than ever because of the people that I just named. And again, I want to give shouts out to everyone who stood by me and did not waver their faith in me. It has shown me so much grace and mercy, and I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. As big as Phoenix is going to get, you guys were the cornerstone, or are the cornerstone of Phoenix Publishing, and I will never, ever, 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 ever forget what you guys have done for me and with me, and because of Phoenix Publishing, you guys are absolute greatness. You are the foundation pieces to a vision that was given to me, I'd have to say, about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was so scared to do it. I was so scared to get out on my own and deal with it and trying to be my own boss and trying to think of ways to talk myself out of it, because there's a lot of hands-on stuff. Like right now, I'm typing, you know, live now on Facebook, Twitter, and I'm tweeting LR Lee, author at LR Lee on Twitter, LR Lee on Facebook. And I'm pretty much a one-woman show, but I'm not by myself. That's just it. I have the final say-so, so everything has my stamp of approval on it, but there is a team of wonderful, wonderful people, authors, editors, graphic designers, promoters, marketing, everyone. You guys have been awesome. I could not have done this without all of you. I am not in and I'm not on an island by myself. You guys are a little a little skeptic, a little skittish, a little scared, but don't be. This is all what the Vision 2020 is about. Phoenix Publishing 2020 is live. PhoenixPublishing2020.com is the website, at Phoenix Publishing 2020 on Facebook, Twitter. We have all of the links up live for you guys to go to and get the books out and start reading and enjoying the fruits of the labor that my authors have played a great, huge part of the success of Phoenix Publishing. I'm actually doing this from the comfort of my home. I'm in my home office, which serves as my bedroom during off-hour times. And I have two beautiful daughters and a wonderful son who is in the music business. Devon King is his name, or King Vaughn. You can catch him on Soundscape. And one of my daughters, who I affectionately call my ladybug, she actually just woke up. So for the parents that's out there dealing with this coronavirus and the kids' schedule all out of whack and they waking up and going to sleep whenever they feel like it, it's okay. As a teacher, former teacher, English teacher, I want you guys to know that you're doing the best that you can. Just so you know, when school does go back in session, when the teachers tell you that they need the disinfectant wipes, they need the tissue, they need this, they need that, don't gripe about it. Just get them that stuff, because as a witness, I can tell you that we spend our hard-earned money going to the different Walmarts and dollar stores and things like that to get the supplies that we need for the classrooms. So focus your energy on supporting these teachers. You know how hard they work now. They have to deal with your kids plus 30 more during the school day. So just understand it. Just get it out there. Just do it. Be supportive. Make sure that they have the things that they need. That's why Phoenix Publishing is coming out with a teaching school. It's a writing school for those who want to learn the fundamentals of writing without going to the four-year university for it. That is in the works to come out in spring of 2021. That's my vision for year 2021, is to have the school and our online courses up and running. Also, that does include, she doesn't know this, but she'll know it now, that also includes Jasmine, that also includes Debbie, that also includes Cindy, that also includes Rhonda of my editorial staff. Their support in me and their belief in what I'm doing has catapulted my belief in Phoenix and what Phoenix can do. Again, inbox, text, call. If I respond to your message with the telephone number, please believe I'm not catfishing you. I am basing out of Fort Worth, Texas, which is where I'm physically located now, but I am a Chicago girl at heart. So if I send you a telephone number with a 773 prefix, believe me, that is a real telephone number that comes directly to me. I'm actually surprised that my phone hasn't rang since I've been on air. I have about 5 minutes, so I will say this to you guys. I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to know that we are in this together. Please, if you do not need to go out, don't go out. If you need to go out, go, but make sure you are washing your hands, washing the produce, washing your products that come in packaging, not touching your face with your hands after you've touched something, even though like places like Walmart and Target are saying that they're disinfecting the buggies and things like that. Still, don't touch your hands, don't touch your face with your hands after you've gone shopping, because you don't know how many people have touched the same item that you picked up and put down. So I want you guys to know that I am in this with you guys. Like I said, I have two at home. One is in Denver, Colorado, but I have my girls here with me. And it has been a weird and enlightening situation. Dealing with kids, we have to understand that they're not from the same generation that we are. I'm happy to say that I'm almost 40. Embarrassed about it whatsoever. I'm happy to say that I've lived almost 40 years on this earth, and I plan on living a lot longer. But with my experience in being a teacher and an educator of children in the lesser served areas, I know that these kids cannot
fathom the lives that our generation has done and the generation before us. So we have to make sure that we're talking to them, getting them to open up about, you know, things that are going on. With school being online and through Zoom and things like that, they are more susceptible to online bullying as well. I want to touch on that just for a few minutes. Be able to talk to your kids. Be able to make sure that your kids are understanding what is considered appropriate behavior online. They're not showing body parts. They're not being promiscuous and things like that, and raunchy is what my mom would have called it, or fast is what my grandmother would have called it. So let's make sure that we are teaching our children how to conduct themselves. Character is defined by what you do when no one is watching. And that is what we want to teach our kids. We want to teach our children character. Character is defined. Let me say it again for the people in the back row that aren't listening very well. Character is defined by what you do when no one is watching. It is a taught lesson. Kids do not come out the womb knowing what character is. I want you to teach your children character. I know this is kind of off subject, but it's been in my spirit to bring this to you guys. Again, this is LR Lee with Phoenix Publishing, LLC, Real Talk Radio. I do appreciate you guys. Last minute shout out to my Destiny author, C. Foster, Gangster Chronicle author, C. Foster, and Taking the King author, K. Phillips. Thank you so much, you guys, for having the faith in me, the fruition to stay with me when the chips were down. We can go nowhere but up from here. I appreciate you guys, all of my editorial staff, all of my graphic designer staff, all of my promotion and marketing staff. I could not do this without you guys. I am signing off. I love you. Talk to you soon. Maybe next week. I don't know yet. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.